It's an honor. You know, I think that speaks more about who you are as a person than a football player. And I think, you know, that's what's important in life. You know, a lot of what we do is God-given ability. And, you know, not much we had to do being able to be out here playing football. You know, it's hard work, but, you know, God gave us those abilities. But to go out and, you know, be recognized for your work in the community and service, I think that's an honor of who you are as a person. Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think anytime, you know, you get a team, two teams that have won their division a good amount of time, so they match up and play each other every year in the regular season, then, you know, playing each other in the playoffs, you just see each other a lot, and it's usually good games and it's important games. So I think that's really how rivalries are started, you know, playing key big games. And like you said, there's no secret the Colts and Patriots have played in a lot of big ones. Yeah, I think for me, obviously, you know, growing up watching, but as far as playing, I've played Luck as a Colt more than I played Peyton as a Colt. So, you know, I really think of it as Luck's team. But growing up, I definitely remember all the things Peyton did in Indy. I think when you go and you watch every game, you can easily look at the score and see certain things. But I think as football players and, you know, with our coaches, when you dissect the game, you see there's certain points in the game that, you know, usually result in what the score is. But if it goes another way, it can totally change the outcome of the game. So I think in all the games, you know, we've watched, there's moments and there's plays that the game has turned in our favor, but it could easily go the other way. And when you got a team as dangerous as they are as far as, you know, offensively with so many great skill players and a great quarterback, you realize that on any given day, you know, this game, it could be that game where that goes other way. So you always have to be prepared. I think it's key. I think the more football you play, you got to be able to do that. You know, you can't be a guy that's out there and they just keep running the same play on you. You got to be able to recognize things. And, I mean, here, they're always on us. And I think one of the key things is trying to see those things within a series. You know, sometimes a little easier when we get to the sideline and, you know, we're able to go over it, talk about it, and the next time it comes up, you just hope you see it. And, you know, that was a play that I saw and was able to react. But, you know, it's key, not just myself, but us as a defense to see those things and make plays. That's happened a couple times this year for us with different guys in different situations. But recognizing a play either from earlier in the game or, you know, from something they did maybe 5 weeks before we played them, but we talked about it and seeing it right away and making a play on it. Oh, it's huge. I mean, because for him, he's so good in the pocket that you want to keep him there, but understand he can still hurt you. But then you realize when he gets outside of the pocket, he's even more dangerous because he can run. And then with his arm strength, you know, he can throw over top of the defense. I mean, against Cincinnati, the throw he made to Moncrief running, you know, he was actually kind of running through a tackle too as he threw the ball, and it was a perfect pass. So I think you realize, especially in the secondary, how much harder it is to cover a guy when the play extends. So we already know that. And then when you got a guy that can get the ball there perfectly, I mean, it almost makes it impossible in some situations. Like that throw, I mean, I don't know if Cincinnati could have covered it better. It was just a great throw and catch.